I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Everyone who's seen those terrible ISIS beheading videos from Syria noticed him. The masked man with a British accent wielding a knife who's been dubbed Jihadi John. His actual name and identity were a mystery until now. He is believed to be a British citizen named Mohammed Emwazi. The Washington Post identified him in an article last night, and intelligence officials here and in the UK have confirmed the name to other news outlets. Adam Goldman is the lead reporter for the Post on the story.
Jihadi John is approximately a 26-year-old man who was born in Kuwait, who we believe immigrated to the UK when he was about six. He grew up in West London in a solid middle-class neighborhood of some wealth, and he attended Westminster University, where he studied business management and computer programming. And then at some point, either prior to 2009 or afterward, he began to radicalize, and quickly.
You located people who were either saying, I'm sure it is him, there is an extremely strong resemblance, says one researcher who's been following his case. What convinced you that this is the man known as Jihadi John?
Well, there are other people who provided information to us, too. So, and we say that in the story, you know, friends and others, right? So we had high confidence that this was Jihadi John. And there, you know, there were bits and pieces. We got the first name. We got the last name. This was a jigsaw puzzle, and it took a long time. And eventually we got to a point where we felt we could publish this.
You quote a man named Asim Qureshi from the London rights group Cage as saying he was fairly certain this is the same person. But at a press conference in London today, Qureshi said he was misrepresented. Let's hear what he said.
I said, look, now that you've said it, there's something there that I think is strikingly similar. But how can I say for certain? It's impossible for me to say certainly that these two are the same people. You know, so, you know, the Washington Post, unfortunately, did misquote or didn't give a full accounting of exactly what my position was on this matter.
It kind of sounds like Qureshi is backing off his position. Can you respond to that?
Well, there's nothing to really back off. In the story, he says, quote, there was an extremely strong resemblance. He says, quote, this is making me feel fairly certain that this is the same person. We never suggested, and he never said he was 100% certain, correct? Mm. The story doesn't say that, so.
Asim Qureshi, in your story, also insists many Muslims are harassed by British officials, and in a sense, that kind of drives them further into the arms of groups like ISIS. You detail some of Emwazi's problems in your story. What's your sense of how significant those factors were in his radicalization?
I don't know, but I can tell you this idea that authorities are zeroing in on Muslim communities. Look, I won a Pulitzer Prize. I wrote a series of stories about how the NYPD the New York Police Department, who had used all these invasive Muslim spying programs in New York. They completely alienated the population there. And, you know, we've heard similar things in London. I can't say one way or the other that the British counterterrorism efforts drove this guy to cut somebody's head off. I mean, that's pretty extreme, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll say. You know, it's kind of twisted, especially for Beatles fans. I gather John, as in Jihadi John, refers to John Lennon because of the British accent he has. Do you know any more about the background to this name? I mean, the man who wrote Imagine and the guy who cuts off people's heads are in sharp contrast.
They just dubbed these guys... The hostages dubbed them the Beatles because they were all from Britain. There were the three, possibly four. But the three primary ones, you know, they nicknamed John, George, and Ringo. And George was the leader of the group. But they all played a significant role within the organization. They weren't guards. You know, they weren't there, you know, knocking on the door and feeding them gruel. You know, they were visiting at least from January to August of 2014. They were visiting the prison once a month in their de facto capital, Raqqa. So, you know, they had important roles, within the organization. And some have claimed that Jihadi John was actually a recruiter in Europe for the organization.
What about Emwazi's friends? How have they been explaining his pretty privileged upbringing and his strident dissatisfaction that would have pushed him to join ISIS?
They point to this idea that, you know, he felt like a caged animal, essentially, in London, right, because he couldn't leave. He couldn't get back to Kuwait, and he was desperate, and he was frustrated. And then he made one last attempt to try to travel abroad, to go to Saudi Arabia, and he couldn't get out. So he got out somehow. He didn't fly. I mean, it's not clear if he flew. And the other question is, well, who did he go with? I think there are some indications that the Beatles, at least one maybe, and they might have known each other in London.
one of these other so-called Beatle named
right.
people.
You know, the Beatles studio, the Abbey, the studio is less than 2 miles from his house.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's a weird irony. Adam Goldman with the Washington Post. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.